Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's tentative on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Rose stoners who don't want to boast about our Easter break on social media in case Ballinlough types break into our house. It's all about pretending you're still in Cork. Norma underscore self-love shared a photo of herself in Central Park, New York, with the caption, "Who needs the Big Apple when you can bring the smallies to Fitzgerald Park?" Fifi underscore yoga guru said, "Shouldn't that be Fitzgerald's Park?" And we banned her from the group for a month because only Norries call it Fitzgerald's Park. It's like the way they refer to Tesco's. Orla underscore never at home put up an Instagram story of herself in Monaco with the caption, "Isn't Ballycotton gone fierce cosmopolitan?" That was a bit of a stretch. And didn't she arrive home to find that her house had been rifled? They even took her 25 grand island from the kitchen. Cleena underscore dreamer then posted a photo of herself at Buckingham Palace with the caption, "Blackrock Castle is up there with the best." So we organised a whip around for her because a weekend break in London is a bit Rath Cormac. You know, that kind of a way. Anyway, Audrey, I'm in Marbs myself this week with the kids, the posh bit, so we don't bump into a trainee mechanic from Kildare. I'm dying to post a photo. So what part of Cork looks most like Marbella? Jenny Douglas Road.
I just did a Google Street View of Marbella. It's full of mutton dressed as lamb and fake tan. So tell them you're in Kinsale.
Hello, it's our Rosaline Chiara in Bala Desmond. My bitch of a sister is going to dump her two kids on me over Easter so herself and her lily-livered husband can wander around a four-star hotel in Killarney in their robes and have dreary rumpy-pumpy after lunch. I've a little bit of puke in my mouth even thinking about it. She did it as well last Easter, and I don't want to blaspheme the good Lord, but I'd rather die on a cross than look after three children under 10. Jesus Christ Almighty, they never stop talking to me in their American accents, which is ridiculous given that their parents have decided to torture them by rearing the family in Roscrea. It's bad enough growing up in Tipperary, but one change of wind up there and you could find yourself in Offaly, which is inclined to make Scatter Glen look like San Fran. Anyway, didn't the sister send me a message just there reminding me I have to do an Easter egg hunt for them on Saturday night, as if I was some kind of yank? Apparently I did one for them last year, but the recollection would be a bit hazy because I got heavy-handed with a new batch of craft gin that Berna and myself were making in the garage. So, Audrey, what the feck is an Easter egg hunt? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
An Easter egg hunt is where your kids run around the garden picking up chocolate eggs, and then you put a post up on Instagram saying, "Sure, they burned off more calories running than eating," so your in-laws don't judge you for feeding junk to your children.
Guten Tag. What is the story with your patties and drinking on Good Friday? We are getting a half day's as Good Friday at our job because our multi-billionaire owner wants us to think he sound like. I suggested we organise a sports and social cycle down to Kinsale with a nice pint by the water and a leisurely spin back home. This guy Noli from Network Support called me a fitness freak killjoy langball, his words, on the group chat. Adding that he couldn't see the point of wasting good pinting in a pub time cycling up and down to Kinsale on Good Friday. I said, "What is your obsession with drinking your head off in a pub on Good Friday?" And Noli said, "We have a lot of catching up to do because pubs were closed on that day for years, forcing people to drink at home on a Friday, which he believes to be against the laws of nature. So, am I fighting a losing battle trying to keep your patties out of the pub on Good Friday?" Jürgen, Berlin, und Berlin Colleague.
My nephew is doing a PhD in Irish drinking habits. His working title is Feel the Fear and Do It Anyway. I said, "What effect has opening the pubs on Good Friday had on our drinking culture?" He said, "Far less people drinking toilet duck at the end of a party." Hashtag we ran out.
Come here. what's the story with the Wim Hof lad that do advocate dunking yourself into cold water? Budgie bet me I wouldn't do it, so I bought 3 bags of ice and Aldi's, lobbed them in me empty wheelie bin, jumped in for a crack, balls naked like. You probably heard the screams in your snobby gaff on the south side. No, I'm addicted to the buzz. It's cost me a fortune in ice. Would I be better off just jumping into the sea, tell me? Don't you know any? Blackpool.
My Connor isn't sea swimming. So am I, because it gets him out of the house. I said, what's the temperature like this time of year? He said, it's about as hot as our love life. So don't go near the sea for a while.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.